In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Every time we bid farewell to our beloved who leave this world eternally to heavens, we ask ourselves, how did we come here in this world? And how we are leaving this world? And what between? Actually, the gospel answers our question. We came because from the beginning, God created Adam and Eve and gave them the permission, blessing their marriage, saying, grow and multiply. So from this moment on, all the mankind are growing and multiplying. And this is the birth. This is the beginning of our existence in this world. We come here for a certain time. Initially, actually, when God created Adam and Eve, He wanted them to be with Him in heavens, in the paradise, in Jannah of Adam, forever. But asked them that just one question. Don't eat from this tree. When you eat from this tree, you will be in trouble. You will die. When He said that He will die, He didn't mean the death that we are in one of the occasions now. But the death meant from God, separation from God. Because God is life, and who separates himself from him is death. So, Adam unfortunately failed in the exam and disobeyed God. So, God said, go now to this earth and live for some time until I solve your problem. 5,500 years later, God came, was incarnate, took flesh, taking our nature in everything, likening us in everything except sin. Why? To transform Adam and Eve and all mankind from death to life, from being separated from him to be joining with him. And this is what happened in our faith as Christians, that the Lord came incarnate, lived on earth 33 years, accepted to die, to be crucified, and because of the power of his divinity, he resurrected from the dead on the third day. From this moment on, he started to open the paradise of joy again to Adam and Eve, and transferring them from being on this world, the world of weaknesses, troubles, persecutions, problems, sicknesses, everything, to the paradise in which there is nothing but praising and praying and joining the angels and the saints, and also being delighted with the presence of God. This is the story of salvation. Why do I say that? Because it's very important for us in such an occasion like that to ask ourselves why we are living here now. We are living here now to prove that we want to go really to heaven. After the resurrection, as you read, as you heard the gospel of today, the Lord in John 5 explained this in two deaths and two resurrections. He said, Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. This is the first death and the first life, the baptism. We go through the baptism from death to life. After the baptism, we have become now eligible for heaven. So when we pray in the church, we say, for there is no death for your servants, but a departure. Yes, the world around us call it death. But what we are now is not death. It's a departure. Munir departed from death to life. But before he left, he lived the power of the resurrection on earth, benefiting from the power of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, living in repentance, living in spiritual life, living attached to God, relying on him, preparing himself for this moment. When the moment comes for him to depart this world, this is the first death, the first and the second. So, it not only that, but he said again, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." This is the second death and second resurrection. The second resurrection is when our Lord comes for the second coming, not as a redeemer, but as a judge. Not only to give the forgiveness of the sins for the whole who believe in him, all who believe in him, but gives the eternal life, the everlasting life with him in heaven. This is our peace. That's why we don't mourn without hope like the whole world outside. We have hope in him. We do believe in the resurrection. We do believe in the other life. We do awaiting. We are awaiting for this, and we do prepare ourselves for that. This is an occasion for us, all of us. Munir had finished his course. Munir now left the body, and we say, or we will hear when we bury his body, to say, dust to dust. For the body. But for the soul, we say life to life. Life on earth, but life everlasting. In the victorious, victorious life with God and those who preceded us in the procession of the victory to be with him all time. In the name of our churches, St. Mary, St. George, and all the churches in Ottawa, our Father, the priests, and the deacons, and the servants, we extend our condolences to you, Susie, Mr. Habib, Sharif, and all the beloved family for this occasion. But be in good cheer. He is now in better place. He left the diseases, he left the oldness. We live 100 years, we live 20 years, are the same. Why? Because the long or the short is not the issue. But the issue is when we depart, we find ourselves ready to hear, blessed you, my beloved servant, who was honest in the little, and you now will be rewarded in the more. as human here, place for us, pray for us, and remember your family, remember your beloved friends, and those who know are new you, and be with you. Condolences to Sudi, to you, all of us. May the Lord repose his soul and give us also a readiness to be at this moment at any time, because no one knows when is his call be. Glory be to God forever. Amen. After we conclude our prayers, now we will go to Pancrist, in which we'll bury his body, and then there will be reception in Pancrist for those who have time and interest to share with the family. Amen. Alleluia. Doxa Patri.
Se volendo e mosse o per noi si sosve Cristo vi et ab asve in besta rosa e cum gem et satana sa pesite nene chada sotto il mono nona kirie eleison kirie logi son amine de moi eros stime tania con i evo gombi esmo smoke et Christus
benotina
sa sho
Urund et ire ne monant krin sim nant krin kan no ne vojit gupt ti gon be on be os man be man sha ne amin me kasuar de to pray to you then for your father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now may love of God the Father, and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Your kingdom was gone.